Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This your boy Poetic holding it down to lay die checks in. Tonight, we're talking about the impact of exposure. How does it help you to increase your marketability? But before we get started, we're gonna definitely get ready to dive in this topic. But before we get started, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform that we can all participate collectively together as a community. We ask you, Lord, that you bless us to work collectively together as we venture into this music business. We ask that you cover every ear and every mind that listen to this show. We ask you to continue to bless us as we move forward in a mission to make a change in this industry. We ask you this in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Lady Di, welcome to the show.
Good evening. Happy hump day to you.
Happy hump day to you as well. Lady Di. Okay. Lady Di, you know we're talking about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability. Well, a lot of young artists today don't understand what it takes to actually get the exposure that's necessary to get into this industry. They lack the investing the proper time in the right places to actually get out there and get in the front line of the people that count. Tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about different places in venues where artists can put in place so that they can get the exposure that's necessary. Along with us tonight, we have D.I. He's a guy who's doing it pretty big in the industry. He's the president of Goon Music, which is the home, and he's the partner of Briscoe, a national recording artist. He's on deck with us now. Our other guest I just saw call in. Maybe she'll call in again, but she's already dropped off. So just wanted to bring that to your attention. And here she is calling in right now. 210-831, is this you, Yolanda?
No, this is Ace One for Ace One Production.
Okay. How you doing, Ace One Production? I do apologize, dude. I thought you were the guest that I was talking to earlier. Are you calling from your Yolanda?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. You
on the other line, the artist.
Absolutely. Okay. She told me that you would be calling in. Ace One was one of the guests, Lady Di, who was supposed to be calling in, but she said she hadn't gotten a hold to him. So anyway, I'm going to turn it over to you, and then you can bring them on. Okay? You now have the floor, Lady Di.
All right. Well, for those of you who are tuning in, you are now officially locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. It is your hostess with the mostest, Lady Di, alongside Poetic. And want to wish you a wonderful Wednesday. So glad that you could stop by and play with us for a little while. Tonight we are digging into the impact of exposure. How does it help to increase your marketability? That is what's hot on the table tonight. And here to help us navigate our way through this discussion is CI and also Ace Blunt. Welcome to the show. Want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about who you are. And we're just, again, glad to have you on. And we're going to start with you, D.I., from Goon Music and partners with Disco.
Hey, how you doing? This is D.I., Goon Music Group, based out of Miami, Florida. There's a record label we started. It was started off a studio, you know, but other than us having good music, we have to market ourselves. You know, that's a very important to, you know, getting known and, you know, moving up on your career, you know, like going to the next step as far as, you know, videos and just, like, promoting yourself. That's very important. Hello? I'm with everybody.
Excellent. Yeah, we're here. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. All right, we'll be talking to you a little bit later on. 8-1, welcome to the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself and let everybody know a little bit about who you are.
All right, how you doing? My name is Ace One for Ace One Productions. I'm a music producer based in San Antonio, Texas, and I actually just clicked on with Bamboo, who's an artist I've been working with for several years now. We just did a song called Born Again, and it's picking up really, 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 doing some really good things, so we're really excited about it. And Bamboo, I believe, is on the line as well. Bamboo, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Say, introduce yourself, Bam.
You know, I'm the artist named Bam Bull. You know, we got this track called Born Again. We linked up in the studio, you know what I'm saying, doing it for like a movie. Wound up putting it out, you know what I mean? And then it just picked up, you know, different radio stations starting to pick it up and traveling, doing the song everywhere, you know, and just getting my name out there. Now the song's getting picked up by radio stations, and I perform it with a live band, so, you know, it's real hype. The crowd loves it. Everybody loves it. So we're just going to keep pushing it.
All right. Well, thank you for being on, Bamboo. Welcome to the show. We're glad that you're here. Want to start with our opening remarks. Again, we're talking about the impact of exposure. How does it help to increase your marketability? D.I., I would love to start with you. Why don't you give us your opening remarks about tonight's topic?
It's one of me.
D.I.
Oh, D.I. Yeah, I'm here. So we talking about the topic. Basically, like I said, you know, it helps out a lot, especially when you're trying to, you know, turn this work, all the time that you're putting on this music, and you want to actually make this a career. You know, it really helps on the marketing wise, you know. And, you know, videos always, you know, it's just basically just you got to market yourself. So people could hear those big tracks and making those big records and stuff, you know?
Okay, I appreciate that. Ace One, let me have your opening remarks regarding tonight's topic, the impact of exposure. How does it help to increase your marketability?
Yeah, I think it's a really, really big deal. I mean, as far as, you know, you can have great music out there, but you definitely want people to know about it. They've got to know exactly where to look, you know, and I think, like D.I. said, especially with the video age now, you know, I think it's a big, big plus. More and more people are putting out videos. I think videos are becoming more important to the music aspect of the music game. And, I think marketing is a huge deal, you know, for getting the song out there, getting yourself out there and pointing people to the right direction, you know, to your direction, to let them know what you've got going on and what you've got coming up next.
Okay, excellent. Bamboo, I would love to hear your take. Give us your opening remarks regarding the impact of exposure and how it helps to increase your marketability.
Got you. You know, I think marketing as far as in the music business is more important than the actual music. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make the music, you know what I'm saying? That's like, going to the studio and make the music, but marketing and finding who your fan base is, it's like the hardest thing to do. But once you find your fan base and you market it towards that fan base, you know, it's like you become a brand, more or less, you know. So you have to check out your music and your whole presence and your brand, and the way you market yourself is crazy more important, like, than the actual music that you make, you know what I'm saying? Once you get people to steal your music, you got to get them to steal your brand, like, and that's more important because, you know, it makes people like, oh, I love his brand, I like the outlook, the way he looks, it makes them want to buy. So you got to basically make them want to purchase or make them want to listen, and all that comes with the marketing, more or less than the music, just how you market it. If you market it right, everybody come and listen, and then boom, you know, your fan base spreads. You market it right, but just people with great songs, they ain't even market it right. So it's not really getting heard to the masses because they're not, you know, good at marketing. But, yeah, marketing to me is more important.
Definitely makes sense to me. Poetic, what do you have for us? Tell us what your thoughts are about the impact of exposure and how it actually helps to increase your marketability.
Well, actually, as far as exposure, you need to be in all the right places. You need to be in magazines. When you launch a campaign, you need to do it through a magazine. As far as getting it out to the newspapers, getting press releases out to the right places, so that everybody knows that you're in that magazine. Everybody knows that you're being played on the air, because it's all full circle. It all comes together. And whenever you're launching a campaign, it need to be a plan that's in place when you do your marketing, you do it all at one time. That it's not just a drop here and a drop there. You have to do it collectively. Letting, you know, if you're going to do a campaign for radio, then you want to follow it up with a magazine ad. Or after you do your magazine ad, then you want to start putting out posters and everything. It all works full circle and collectively together. So exposure is the key. You definitely have to put all your dot your I's and cross your T's when you're doing your game plan. Back to you, lady guy.
All right. Thank you so much, Poetic. Hey, well, you know, tonight, if you're just tuning in, you are officially now locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio as your hostess with the most, Lady Guy. Alongside Poetic, and of course, I'm getting an echo tonight. I just love when that happens. It drives me nuts. But we're talking about the impact of exposure and how it helps to increase your marketability. So if you'd like to get engaged with this conversation and discussion tonight, feel free to log on to www.blogpupradio.com with the / to Hip Hop National Radio. That's where you can chat it up and hear everything that's going on right here on this great radio show. You can also dial in to 213-559-2995. The number again is 213-559-2995. That is a way that you can also press the number 1 and ask your question. We would love to acknowledge you and, like I said, definitely get you involved. Thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. You know, and I'm going right to the line, you know. It's all about you. We believe sharing is caring, and we do this for our listening land. So call our number 702-573. Call us 702-573. You are now live and on the air. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Vegas.
Okay. And your name? Your name? Could you state your name?
Lady Di. He calling from Vegas, and then he dropped off.
he probably hit the jackpot as soon as he heard my voice. You know, have that effect sometimes, that good luck charm and stuff like that. So he'll call us back once he lets us know how much he hit for. So it's all good. We welcome you to call back in, you know, anytime. You know, Poetic, one of the things that people are always asking, you know, is how they can get engaged with Hip Hop National Radio. You know, they may say, I don't have a talent or an artistry, but definitely love what you're doing and how you help empower and educate the industry. You know, what can I do to continue assisting you in your efforts in doing what you do? And what would you say to the people, Poetic?
Well, I'll say, Lady Dot, tonight, I want them to tune in and lock in, because tonight we're going to be offering an opportunity for them not only to get their music played here, but an opportunity that they can opt in and get a piece of the pie as we go forward. We are empowering people to make music and make money. You know, our motto is to teach them to take their music from the studio to the bank. So we're giving them an opportunity that they can opt in with that option to be a part of this program. And the way they can definitely get involved, as in the sense of get active and into the business themselves for themselves, as far as exposure is concerned, they need to go to jamitorslamit.net. That's a direct link to uploading your music. And we also have it available at hiphopnational.com. If you see the Jam It or Slam It banner, that's the place to opt in. And also they can call us at 877-580-8555. That number again is 870-580-8555. Thank you, Lady Di. Appreciate you.
You know, it's always my pleasure. But, you know, before we jump back into this wonderful topic, I got to ask you, you know, you're talking about Jam It or Slam It, which is one of the livest radio competitions this side of heaven. But we have a very special grand prize for the winner who actually makes it through the summer. And in September, in the middle of the month, let's say the 16th and 17th, something that's special is going to happen for that grand prize winner. And what is that, Poetic?
Well, the person who wins the Jam It or Slam It competition, they're going to get to perform at the Miami Beach Convention Center at the Dynamic Beauty Expo. And the artists and the guests will get the red carpet treatment as they get to the city of Miami. They will have travel accommodations along with hotel accommodations, and they're going to perform on the dynamic stage and in front of a dynamic audience, and a lot of connected people will be at that event. So definitely they want to opt in to the Jam It or Slam It competition, because this is going to go down, and it's going to go down big. Back to you, Lady Di.
Right, so talk about marketability. You know, we're talking about the impact of exposure. And how does it help to increase your marketability? Well, I believe that if you're not exposed, if you will, using the term lightly, then how will people be able to know who you are to even be marketable, right? So we talk about marketability, exposure. It goes hand in hand. It's kind of like that perfect combination. We have to look at it from a perspective of artistry, because the majority of our listening land are aspiring to do just that. And if they don't set themselves up and position themselves right to be exposed, that means being able to share your music where people will know who you are. It does mean going out on a limb and doing those shows and getting known on a local level that will essentially hopefully be a stepping ladder for you to move up nationally and do other things. And so when we talk about exposure, I think marketability goes hand in hand with that. And so I want to ask our distinguished panel, and I'll start with you, Ace One. You know, you certainly have been in the industry and are very familiar with, you know, shows and being able to do interviews and all of the in-between. And so with that, when we think of exposure from that perspective, what can you say to these aspiring artists in terms of making themselves marketable in a positive light?
Yeah, you know, like I said before, marketing is really a full-time job. You know, I started doing production about 10 years ago, I think. I've been in the music game about 10 years. And my teacher was Charles Chavez, who is now the manager of Pitbull. And so he was able to teach me a lot. He was out there in Houston at the time with a label called Latium Records. And at the time, it was just he was focusing more on the Houston artists, you know, and doing some stuff around there. And he would hire me to come in and, and produce with a lot of the artists out there, and he would put out compilations. And, you know, I, like I said, I was younger at the time. I was really looking forward to doing production. That's always been where my heart is at. And, you know, I would go out there, do the tracks, and, I mean, he was, you know, he was in charge of the label. He was running, he was putting it out there. And I just saw how much he was on the phone, you know, getting these products ready, letting people know, you know, that he was there, that we were working on the project, that it was coming out. And it really is. I saw then marketing is a full-time job. I mean, it's 24/7 job. But yeah, I took a lot in from then. And like I said, I was younger then. I was hired more on the production side. Now I'm here more in San Antonio, and I'm working on my own project called 12 for 12. And what I'm doing, basically every month I'm working with a new artist, and we're coming together, and I'm kind of, you know, learning their background and seeing their styles, and, you know, putting music along with a track. So every month we'll release a new single. And, you know, it's something I started with in January. We're six deep now. Actually, we're going to release a new one with AJ Hearns this month. But I'm seeing how important the marketing is now, because before it was always, I was hired by the label. I was hired by just to do the production side. You know, I never really had seen too much on the promotion, and besides what I saw with Charles, what he used to do, and occasionally every now and then. But now I feel like I'm really seeing how important it is, because it is my own project I'm putting out, you know, with an artist every month. And, marketing is key. You know, letting them know, like I said before, letting them know to go to your direction, to see what you got going on, to point them in the right direction. I think websites are huge. You know, it's a place where it's a common place where you can see everything that's going on. You know, you can linking sites is also obviously huge, because, you know, your internet presence is a big deal, especially nowadays. Because when I started in the beginning, you know, it was different, you know, and now it's a lot more geared towards the internet. And I feel like the internet has so many tools, so many opportunities for the up and coming artists. And I really feel like, you know, you really got to look into the stuff that's available out there, because there are so many. There's so many things out there, and it seems like it's just every day there's something new, you know, coming out that artists can use as tools. I stress the videos. I think that videos is a huge, huge deal now. Didn't used to be when I started, but now, you know, it's more prominent. You know, for the independent artists, I think it's really, really a big deal. And it's amazing to me how many people you can reach just by doing a video, putting it out there. Totally different than what it used to be. Again, you know, that's why I say I there's so many tools available online.
Well, I appreciate that. Those are excellent comments, and thank you for those. D.I., I'd like to pose the same question to you and get your feedback.
Okay. Hello?
We can hear you, sweetie. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, marketing, like I said, when we first started this company, Goon Music Group, which was, like, the first project me and Briss actually started together, even though we've been had a relationship with a new producer for him, and we just him working with as far as his label, his major label. When we started this project, you know, nobody really knew about us having studios, professional studios, none of that. So when we started the marketing, one of the techniques we always use is we'll probably start off with a whole bunch of, like, in-studio videos to actually get the studio known. When we did the clothing line, we started wearing clothes in the videos that we used on for the singles that people love that would be on the radio. So, you know, those was all, like, kind of marketing techniques that we all use to brand something out, you know, after the buzz and the fan base what we got just off of the music previous, you know. But marketing is always a technique we use, you know. Hello? Everybody can hear me, sir? Hello?
Yes, we can, sir. Keep
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, like I was saying, so basically those are some techniques that we use, you know, like for marketing, definitely.
Please enter your passcode, then press pound.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I got cut off for a second.
No, you didn't, sir.
Okay.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Just to let you get know, tonight we got Ace One, and we have D.I. on with us. These are some music industry pros. Lady Di, she'll soon join us again in just a moment. So I just want to know, I want to ask you guys a few questions. What, as far as image is concerned, do image have, if you're looking to be exposed, you want to expose the best you that you can possibly do. Am I correct in this industry of music? Because image is a big part of our marketing campaign for as a record label. So let's say an artist was overweight. How would you package that person? Because they did it with Biggie Smalls. How do you package that person so you can give them the best exposure that they can and that doors won't be turned down because of it? I'm going to start that with you, D.I.
Well, they did it with Biggie. They did it with Ross. You know, like I said, I manage the label that we also have. We have auditors. And, you know, the first thing we do is just try to build an image, you know. Like, I got one artist, you know, for example, we branded him. We got him a couple of photo shoots, professional stylists, you know, just to find his image, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a West Coast look, we going to, whether it's a gentleman look, whether it's, you know, just to have that look that the fans could appreciate and to just really take notice of his music also, you know, because his music does come with the image.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all, you know, part of the marketing, like I said, goes back to the marketing and how you're marketing someone. So definitely.
Same question to you, Ace One. How would you package that artist?
Yeah, I you know, like Jess said, it's very, very important. I think the standards changed a little bit than what it used to. It used to be, I feel like it used to be a little bit more strict. Hip hop, I think, can get away with a little bit more. I think they always have been able to, but you know, on the pop side and on the R&B side, I think it's a little bit more lenient than what it used to be. You know, but I definitely think that your image definitely has to connect. You have to find you have to find a focus as an artist, I believe. You have to know what direction you're going, and really, really put your image along with that music, if that makes sense. And sometimes in the studio I talk about, you know, really, really connect with the song. Artists, you've got to connect with the song. It's a little hard to explain, but basically, you know, you want to put yourself in that shoes. You want to make it believable, even if you're singing a line that maybe you don't actually, it's kind of so-so, whatever. Maybe they had a writer or whatever the case may be. But you want to connect with that song, because if you don't connect with it, then nobody else will. And it's the same thing with the image. You have to connect your image with who you are as an artist and your genre. You know, really look at what's going on out there, and you know, I think pop culture is a key. You definitely know what's going on out there. Definitely know what's popular in your genre, and really, really focus and really connect with your genre. Another thing about that too, I wanted to say, you know, on image, even with when you're taking like CD stuff, I think the thing that radio stations, you know, they really dislike a lot is when guys will put up, you know, they'll get a regular CDR from the store and put with a Sharpie the name of the song and just, you know, send it to the radio stations. You definitely don't want to do that. Stay away from that. Try to make your everything presentable, as professional as you can. You know, you get the bio together, you know, a nice CD cover. I mean, definitely don't use a Sharpie. Even if you just use a print label, it just looks a little bit more professional. And it's an all-around thing, you know. I think it's important all the way around.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your image has a lot to do with what you're exposing. So if image has a lot to do with what you are exposing, because exposure is the key to getting out there, isn't it safe to say that your association with certain things, such as drugs, using drugs, so let's say, like, we know, without me calling any names here, without calling names, there are music artists that then use drugs, and they gone down the drain because of it. As an upcoming artist, what do you suggest as far as drugs is concerned? Do you suggest that they stay away from it and try to keep themselves in shape so that they can have longevity in the game? That's starting with you, Ace One.
Yeah, you know, I think it really slows down what your goals. And I have to stress it. You know, as an artist, you definitely need to be focused. You've got to be focused on what you're doing. You know, and don't worry about every other thing that's going on and all the negative stuff that's going on around you. Don't worry about that because you're using a lot of energy, unnecessary energy you don't need, or what this other artist is doing, or how they're coming out, or what they're. Don't worry about that. Never worry about that. Always worry about what you've got going on and how you can better and advance yourself. And with that said, you know, anything that any kind of drugs or anything that impairs your judgment and impairs your thoughts, it slows you down from your goal. Never, it's never good. You know, I mean, you definitely want to try to stay focused and stay alert and know where you need to go, the direction you need to go. There's going to be a lot of the things that happen along the way. You know, there's going to be a lot of negativity that goes on and stuff happens around you. That's just the way it is. You know, but especially in the music, side. You know, but you know, again, I just got to say, you've got to stay focused. You know, you've got to know your direction. Really connect with yourself. Connect with yourself. You know, with your music, and anything that comes in the way of that, it's not a good thing. So I hope that answers the question.
Exactly, Di.
Yeah.
It's in your lap, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people say drugs make them more creative. This, that, you know, I heard it all. But at the end of the day, it's still a business. You know what I mean? You still got to be on point. Like A1 said, you got to be focused and just be alert at all times, you know? Because, you know, that's definitely.
Well, thing is, what I'm saying is because it's the impact of exposure, how does it help you increase your marketability? But if you let's just say you are a user of drugs and it's affecting your ability to do a proper performance on stage. The exposure that you're putting out there at that point in time can be a downfall to your career. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely, because, I mean, you know, like they say, you get slowed down, your brain's all kind of stuff. People pass out. You can embarrass yourself, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're getting ready to go into our first feedback session of the night. And I just want to tell you guys, this song that we're about to play, is by an artist called Ceres. Is she so amazing? So you stay with us. Listen, and we get back. I like for you. We're gonna get back into a rating session. You rate the song from 1 to 10. 10 is the best song you've heard, and 1 is the worst song you ever heard. So, and give us a little feedback of what you think of the song. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say, there's no me without you. And you by my side, anything is possible. There's only one word that explains it. You're amazing. Shower rose petals draped in the walkway. Savvy, sexy look, let's ride in the fast lane. Yeah. The first time when you pass me, all I ever wanted was your time to make you happy. Hey, I've been known to real love exploring. I'm not searching for any more. So intrigued by your mind frame, never on those mind games. Styling, looking like a perfect score. Yeah, and to me, you're a gift. Like Valentine for as long as I live. Got a smile I adore, keeps me really so uplift. Personality of class, not too many represents. Yeah. And a vibe so magic. There's no other way that I would have it. My momentum made me change for the better. And you and I can conquer this together. Devoted, 'cause she's my girl. fact, ma, yeah, you really got me dazing. Beautiful compliments on all occasions, and being with you, my heart is steadily racing. Yeah, you go hard, cause baby got it all with credentials up the par, and we gon' be forever and forever is my all. You're my everything. Yeah, sometimes I question if I'm worthy. Pure, genuine, real respect, not earthly. Walk with a straight path, even though her body curvy and compassion. What I love, mommy never wants to hurt me. Yeah, and the vibe so magic. There's no other way that I would have it. But my mission let me change for the better. And you and I can conquer this together. Cause she's so, so amazing. She's so, so amazing. Girl, you're so amazing.
Ready to promote your record? Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national fire buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. The artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
The jamming or slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artists and music contests, the Jam It or Slam It competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and the guests will receive dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a dynamic swag. This is your chance to not just perform live, but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo, September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. I'm holding it down for my wonderful lady, Lady Di, until she returns. Tonight we're talking about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability. Along tonight with me on deck, we have Di, the president of Goon Music, as long with a super producer, A1. So tonight. Definitely. I want to know, I'm going to go to you guys first. I'm going to go to you, A1. I'm going to ask you, what do you think of the song? Give me your rating.
I like it. It's got, first of all, I wanted to say it's Ace One, A-C-E, the number one.
Ace One.
Put me on hold.
Yeah, no problem.
My bad, man.
No problem at all. I really like the song. I feel like it's got a real good feel. It's got a feel-good vibe, you know, and it's perfect timing for the summer. I think it's a really good summer jam. I like it. I really like it.
Okay. D.I., what's your take, man? Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Ace One, what's your rating? Yeah. What would you give that from 1 to 10?
I'd probably give it an 8. I like it. I like the way, you know, it incorporates the singing and as well as the, as a hip-hop flavor. I really like it. I really like the feel of it.
All right. And, D.I.?
Yeah, I like feel to, you know, the summer coming up. It's definitely going to be a nice record for the summer. Definitely.
And what's your rating? What would you give it?
I'll rate it about an 8. Definitely. Has the melody, has the hook carrying out. Yeah, I like it. The hook is definitely repetitive. Like, I like it.
All right. Well, I want to go to Bamboo. Bamboo, you're an artist. What do you think of the song? Ace One, Bamboo, am I with you?
I don't think he's on anymore.
Okay, not a problem. We're going to go to the line real quick, 702, if you would. Give us your opinion about the song and tell us what you think and give us a rating from 1 to 10. Thank you. 702-278.
I thought it was about a 6. It was pretty catchy. I liked it. It was decent.
All right. And you said you was calling in for a special request. We want to hear what it is. What is it?
I want to request a song. It's called Here We Go Now by On Point.
By On Point. Yeah, that'll be coming up tonight on our definitely in our request. On request, you said we play an hour. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Definitely. Stay with us. 201-365. What's your rating? And tell me what you think of the song.
I rated about a 7.
Okay. And what?
I think it had a good night beat to it, and the melody and the hook was real good.
True.
You know, mixed in there.
Okay. Did you have a special request too?
Yeah,
right,
I wanted
here?
To request actually it's on my Bamboo called Born Again.
All right. Definitely. Just wanted to make sure we put that in there. Stay with us. 704-352, please state your name, where you're calling from, and what you think of the song. Okay, guys, we're back to the topic. I appreciate you. 704-352, just press the number 1. That way you wouldn't be obligated because I was thinking that you had a question, unless you were on mute. So I'll go to you one more time, 704-352.
Yes, I want to request a song.
Okay.
Called She
Will. What's the name of it?
Called She Will by Joseph Clare.
Okay, cool. And that'll be coming up in the You Said We Play It Hour, so it's definitely stick around. But I do have a question.
Okay.
Did you hear the song that we just played?
No, I'm just requesting that song, She Will, by Joseph Clare.
Okay, stay with us, definitely.
All right.
Guys, as you know, we're talking about, and I'm going to restate that now, we're talking about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability. Well, before we went to the break, we was talking about the image and how it ties into the exposure. Now, I want to know from you guys, when it comes to a new artist, is there certain things that you collect from this artist so you can try to build upon their image, such as a press kit? How important is it to the exposure for them to get the exposure? And when you get the press kit, is it something that you evaluate, clean it up, by going to take new pictures based on the press kit, or do you accept it as is? I'm going to ask you that, D.I. You're running a label. I just want to know what you
think. Yeah, about that, just like my signal just came out. Well, can you repeat that for me, please?
Okay. When it comes to collecting information for a press kit, okay, when you're taking in a new artist, is the press kit very valuable to marketing and exposure of this artist? And
Definitely.
Do you take it as is, or do you actually take it and sit down with and reevaluate it and then take new pictures?
Well, it all depends on how it all depends on how interested I am, and depends on, you know, if I actually like the work, actually like the video, like the actual press kit, you know, what's inside of it, the material. So, you know, all depends on how I feel about the press kit, if it's really worth it and worth my time, and I like what I'm hearing, and I feel like I want to work with the artist. Then we'll get into, like, you know, photos and all that, and moving on from there.
Okay. I'm going to ask that same question to Ace One. Ace One, what's your take on that question?
Yeah, you know, my situation is a little different. I'm more on the production side. I have developed some artists before, and you know, I usually hope that they have a manager or somebody that a point of contact where I can kind of, you know, back and forth on the business side, and usually sometimes they'll come to me with the press kit that they have, and I'll give some suggestions based on what I've seen before, but mm-hmm. I don't get too involved in that unless it's just a real big no-no, you know, I mean, it just really sticks out, but yeah, that's my take on that. Like I said, I'm more on the production side, so I do see them, you know, especially some of the artists that I'm developing in the studio. But that's more my job, you know, on it. I try to focus more on the music side and really, you know, get the best performance I can in the studio. So for me, no, not really. I won't, unless, and there's been, you know, I can count them on one hand a few times. It's just like, no, you know, let's go ahead and take some other ones. Or I think you should take some other ones, you know, and just see what we can come up with. But to answer your question, yeah, not really.
Okay. Next question that I like to ask is, with social media today, social media is very prevalent in social networking. And I noticed that a lot of artists out there, they have YouTube. They have their YouTube, they have their MySpace, and their Twitters. And a lot of them got numbers out the yin yang. Especially like in the MySpace category, a lot of people have numbers out the yin yang. Same thing with YouTube. However, the one thing I notice is that they don't have that many comments. How is there a way that they're changing numbers here? Because I know it's a number game when it comes to signing an artist. But if they got a million views with no comments, Doesn't that take a role in signing the artist? D.I., I'm going to start that with you since you run that label, sir.
Yeah, like, it goes straight back to the press kit. Like, it depends. Like, if the, you know, if it's something where a label feels like they can market it right away, they're going to definitely have an interest for it. So if they see on YouTube, they see a million views, they love the record, it's like it already has a fan base, you know, so they could just take that fan base and just carry it so far. So
okay.
Definitely.
But suppose definitely. They got a million views, but yet no one has commented on their song.
Oh, yeah, well, the label, I mean.
Doesn't that raise the eyebrow?
Yeah, it does. It does, because they'll listen to the record and realize how hot it really is, you know. If the record isn't that hot and they got a million views, you know, something off rip and no comments, you know, definitely they'll look into that, because everything's on computer nowadays, and people are definitely doing all kind of stuff with those views.
Okay. I got an artist on the phone with me, Jamestown Jr. I'm going to bring you in on that. As far as your exposure, what do your numbers look like as far as your YouTube and your MySpace and Twitter?
As far as your exposure,
you sound like you're in the back. You sound like you're way in the background, James. I don't know if you got us on speaker.
You say, what do I think about Twitter?
Yes. And how much you think of a role that plays
now,
for
I got
you
here,
as an artist?
Can you hear me?
Yes. How does that play? How much of a role that plays for you as an artist in trying to get
man,
your
me personally?
Yeah.
I'm trying it and seeing how it works, but I mean, being a small artist that you know is underground, basically, it's still brand new. It's even more new than putting up flyers and you know doing shows and going out giving out CDs and getting your name out there, all kind of stuff.
And
but,
all of that we're gonna get to.
I mean, it's just another avenue the way I see it, because I see people with no doubt.
Okay, stay with us, James. Appreciate that. H1, what's
yes.
your take on that, sir?
Yeah, I've heard that there's been you know that you can tamper with numbers. I'm not sure how true that is. I really really don't know. But with you know as far as the comments, I would think that maybe that would raise an eyebrow. If there's not very many comments and there's a lot of you know YouTube views, I would think that would raise a comment. I mean raise an eyebrow. But you know yeah like the artist James just said. You know, it is another tool, and I think it's a really, really powerful tool. I mean, even a lot of the radio stations now are asking about YouTube views. You know, they put a video on it. It is new. It is kind of new, especially for the artists, for some of the older artists. You know, I mean, when we were used to going out there and selling CDs, and you know, now the digital world. I mean, it is kind of all new, but I think it's really you know, it's really becoming a real powerful tool for your marketing scheme. But even some of the radio stations are asking, you know, hey, well, what's their YouTube views like before we even consider it, you know? So I know it's really, really important now on the YouTube views, you know, how many numbers. I think I've heard the number of over 1,500, you know, if you can get over 1,500 or something like that, you know, within, I think it's a week. I'm not sure. And this is not all radio stations, of course, but this is some, you know, some of the stations that I've heard. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's very important.
Okay. Now, James mentioned the flyers and putting posters and stuff out there. How important you think, as far as exposure is concerned today, is that when it comes to your performance? Do you think it's necessary to continue to feed the grounds with your CDs, your flyers and posters around the city, or is that the old form of marketing, or do you continue to incorporate it? And that's starting with you, D.I.
Yeah, it's the old form, but I mean, there's a lot of people that still, you know, that doesn't have internet access to internet. It's just limited access, you know, so definitely when they see when you're in the streets and you're promoting and you're actually your city, you know, it's good. It's keeping the fan base, you know, it's good for shows locally, it's good for radio stations, DJs, a lot of people just know that you're keeping the buzz. They driving around, they seeing you, they hearing about you, people talking about you, you know. Like I said, there's definitely a lot of people limited to their access, so that's important too, to have the street thing going.
Okay, and I hope my dear friend is ready for this, because I just noticed that he has joined us. This is a guy, just to let you guys know how I met this guy. I was recently we were at a courthouse one day, and I was taking care of a ticket, and I'm standing in line, and as I'm taking care of this ticket, this lady said, go ahead of me, because this guy, he treats people, the guy at that one, he's treating people too nasty. I can't deal with him. So I went there. I said, no problem. So I went there, and I told the lady, I told the guy, I said I was having issues as far as my ticket, and his rebuttal immediately was with a nasty reaction. So I had to straighten the guy, and I did it. I did it as professional as possible, as I possibly can be. And I asked the guy. I said, "Did we do business before? Is it something that I did to offend you because you're treating me quite nasty?" Well, after that reaction, this guy behind me waiting in line, because he had got end up going past me because of, you know, the guy I was dealing with, he was kind of, it took us a little longer, so he ended up passing me. He waited out in the lobby. His name is Honey Jacks, by the way. He waits out in the lobby, and he gave me a thank you note. Since then, me and this guy have been incredibly building business together, and we're networking and taking our business collectively together to another level. Honey Jack, welcome to the show. This is you're welcome to Hip Hop National. Tonight we're talking about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability. Do you have an opening statement regarding the topic?
That's directed at me, huh, Al?
Yes, it is, sir.
That was really quite a day because we ended up spending about 45 minutes right there getting to know each other just because I said I have a great deal of respect for you for standing up for yourself and demanding respect because the gentleman was quite rude and you did it without swearing, without any profanity. You did it in a respectful manner, and I know the outcome was that you got done what you needed to have done that day, and if you hadn't acted the way you did, demanding that respect, the solution may not have been found that day. So, and we spent 45 minutes getting to know each other, and I'm thankful for that little thank you card that I gave you. It was quite a powerful event for both of us. So, to answer your question,
before you do that,
sure.
Honey Jack, tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Well, I'm in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale area,
mm-hmm.
and we have a little business called Appetizers USA, where we take groups of between 30 to 50 people to about six different restaurants for free appetizers and discount half-priced signature drinks. So what we're really doing is we're promoting restaurants in the area to local frequent diners that have disposable income, and it gives the restaurants a lot more exposure. Here in South Florida, we have about a 4 or 5 month tourist season and about a 7 or 8 month dry season. It actually rains during the summers here, but our businesses slow up quite a bit because we're very dependent upon the tourist business here. So our objective is to bring the local people into the locally owned restaurants to give them more exposure, more business, so that they can thrive through the summertime when it's slower, and then be that much more vibrant when the tourists are back in town. So that's what we're doing here.
Absolutely. Now give us your opening statement, sir.
Well, okay. I was early on, Bamboo made a comment about the importance of marketing, that you can be a great artist, and if you're not marketing, if you're not getting yourself exposed and letting people know what you're doing, your chances of your good quality music of being heard is very, very limited. I remember a story about a fellow that was a very successful chiropractor, and he had actually created three different multi-million-dollar chiropractic businesses. One is pretty good. Two is pretty successful. Three, the guy knows what he's doing, and he ended up starting to do seminars specifically for chiropractors. The one question he was always asked, Al, by the other chiropractors in his courses was, "How do I get 30 people into my practice this month?" The gentleman's answer was, "I don't know of one way to get 30 people into your practice." He said, "But what I do know is I know 30 ways to get one person into your practice." And he went on to say, "I use all 30 of them." And then I think it was Ace or D1 that was mentioning that the internet now is so prevalent, YouTube and Facebook and the internet itself, it's one tool of many, many tools. And the important thing that I'm learning with our new business is you must know your message. What's your message? And I think that equates to what is your image. And if you can express your image and you're congruent with that image, you have a far greater opportunity for success in any business, especially in the music business, because it is a huge image-related business.
Okay. Okay, yes, I agree.
By the way, Al, I want to compliment you. Your guests tonight are, I'm very impressed listening to them. They it's clear they know their business.
Thank you. I'll let them actually give you a thank you. D.I., what do you think of that? He said it's clear that you know your business, sir.
Definitely. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay. And Ace One, I'll let you respond to that. It's clear that you know your business, sir.
Pretty much. I've been in it now for 10 years, about 10 years, and I feel very blessed to be able to do what I love, you know, for this long, and I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Well, if I were looking for somebody to work with, based upon what I've heard this evening, these are gentlemen that I would want to work with.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
That is a compliment to you gentlemen. I just also want to say this, guys. When our upcoming and inspiring artists is always looking for a way to get exposure into venues, into getting out in the marketplace where performances, where they can eventually get paid doing it. I'm going to open it up to you, D.I., to give me some suggestions on, as you guys were building your story, what is it that you guys did that these artists can be doing today to help get them, to step them into the realm of getting the attention of the majors or people like yourself?
Well, actually, nowadays, actually just moving like a major, you know, actually presenting, actually having a whole package ready before you even start to meet with a label, you know. Actually have videos already going, you know, some good HD quality, you know, something that's standard to an industry quality look, you know. So when somebody look at you, they already know, like, okay, we industry ready. You know, somebody I could work with. And, you know, basically just have everything ready. Just, you know, have a prepared look.
And while we're still on that question, and does their Twitter and their Facebook, their social media, does that play a strong role in what you look for in an artist?
What was that?
Does it play a strong role in what you're looking for in the presence of an artist?
Yeah, it does. It definitely does, because that's just like nowadays. Like I said, they basically, you know, they want to see how much you could actually grind, how your grind is, how much you really putting in on your work. You know, it's not just about music anymore. It's a lot about marketing. You know, it's a lot of people who come up with good records all the time, good tracks, but, you know, they want to see your fan base, how you react with the fans, how you interact with them, you know. So definitely it does play an important role.
Okay. And now I'm going to ask you a separate question, because you told me that you're pretty much the producer behind these artists. As a producer, what are you looking for, and what makes artists attractive for you to want to work with them?
I'm sorry. Who's the question directed towards?
That's for you, Ace One. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I think it's I think fan base is very, very important. you know, I think, you know, if their Twitter numbers are high, the Facebook numbers are high, I mean, I think it's for a reason. Obviously, the audience is connecting with the artist, and I think, you know, that's really, really important. What was the first question? I'm sorry.
For you, specifically, as a producer, what is it about an artist, what is it that makes you attractive to want to work with a particular artist?
Yeah. Yeah, fan base is important. I can usually tell when they come in. I'll ask them. Sometimes I'll look at some videos just to see what they've done in the past, you know, and some of their performances, just to see their stage presence. And I can tell as far as vocally whether it's singing or you know, hip hop artists. I can usually tell, and I think a lot of it is again the connecting. When they come in here, how confident are they? Are they spinning with confidence, or is it like, oh well, you know, I'm not sure, I'm not really ready, or you know, it just depends on you know, and singing, you know, with the riffs. If they nail their riffs, I mean, it's hard to explain, but I can kind of tell. I guess it's kind of like the American Idol thing when the judges are looking out there, or the Voice, you know, Voice, they're looking out. They can just kind of tell. You know, a promising artist. I mean, are these runs something that's if they're putting a lot of themselves into these runs, or a lot of themselves, if you see personality, that's a big deal, because there's a lot of room to expand, a lot of room to grow. I think it's important for the artist to be the artist when they're in the studio. I do always stress that with the artist. You know, but I'm definitely here. Once they've kind of put down on tape what they feel, you know, then I'll have my input, but I really am not the producer that goes and, hey, man, no, it's not going to be like this. It's got to be like this. I feel like it's important that the artist is themselves first, and then we'll take a listen together and say, okay, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to change. But, yeah, as far as you know, the fan base, that's kind of what I look for, the fan base, and how promising they are as far as performing.
Awesome.
In studio.
All right. Did Bamboo join you again, or because I'd like to get his input if he's still around?
Yeah, no, I think we lost Bamboo.
Okay. All right, no problem. Just to let you guys know, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and Lady Di. I just got a message from her. She's in a hailstorm, and the conditions are not so good where she's at, so she may not be joining us for the rest of the show. You have Lady Di, myself, and Myra Morris, who's always working hard in the background, that's holding this station down Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast, and all the time zones in between. We're getting ready to go into another artist listening session. We have on deck with us Briscoe Home Team, which is the president, D.I., of Goon Music, and Briscoe's song is On the Wall. So y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Me all up on the wall. I phone up on the wall. Shorty done forgot a draw. Check the bathroom and bye bye, I'm a bitch in the stall.
Everybody on the wall. And we on that alcohol.
Can happen, clapping, round of applause.
I might be going by the 100 miles. Sipping on that leanie and that guinea. I be going hard. She like, don't leave me, Papa. I'm not a tree, but I be here. You ever need me, need me.
She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall.
I'm under her arrest. My hands completely cut. She always in control. Never yell at her a fuck. Never try to call her phone. Just hit her with a text to let her know it's on. So all up on the wall. Now I'm all up on the fanny. She probably South Beach, Fountain Blue, Miami. I know she wasn't giddy, and I'm so quick to get it. I always pull her head and ask her how it feels. Prisca.
She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. She won't get it till she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it till I do her all up on the wall.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
Hey, it's T.I. here, man. Take a minute and grab your cell phone. Scroll through all the names of your female friends. Go ahead. Do it now. I'll wait. Yeah, it's that important. Statistics show that one out of every three women are victims of domestic violence and abuse. That means that maybe your girl that you go skating with, your friend you met at the mall this weekend, your Sunday school teacher, your mama's best friend, or maybe even you are being emotionally, physically, or sexually abused. I know talking about domestic violence and abuse ain't sexy, but it is necessary. And fellas, I'm going to keep it real, man. Domestic violence and abuse won't stop unless we say, not on my watch, and start protecting our women. That's why I'm supporting E. Walter Smith and his song Tenderness. The Tenderness campaign will teach you how to recognize 10 warning signs of domestic violence and abuse and how you can stop it at home, at work, and at play today. Log on to alittletenderness.com to find out how you can make a difference in someone's life, maybe even yours.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduations, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
You got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we talk about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability? Tonight online with me is D.I., president of Goon Music. The song you just heard was by Briscoe, and it's called On the Wall. But before we go to D.I., we're going to go to Ace One, the producer extraordinaire. Ace One, what do you think of that song that just
I like that song. I was ready to go to the club. I like that song. I really like that record, man. Nice, and that's what I mean. Like the artists on the verses, you can hear the personality. Where it kind of comes off beat a little bit, but he's still fully aware of where the beat's at. You know, and not to say that you got to do that all the time, but you can really hear a lot of personality with that artist. You know, on it. I really like that record.
Really like that record. On the really like it scale, what would you give it?
I like a 10. I mean, I was ready, like I said, ready to go to the club.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to go to 719-362. I think that's James. James, what do you think of the song? And give us your feedback.
Yes, sir. I give it a 10, too. I'm at the club with you, player. Let's do it. That's the business. That joke was tight right there, man.
That was hot.
I promise it was.
All right. I want D.I. to know I paid you to say that. No, I'm just saying. Hold on a second. We got Honey Jacks. Honey Jacks, what's your feeling about the song, sir? Honey Jacks?
I'm here. I had to get off mute.
I know it ain't necessarily your style of music, but tell me, what do you think of the song?
I was able to listen to it, so that's a good mark. Like they said, it's got a good beat. I'm not sure I'm ready to go to the club just yet, but it did have it kept you involved in it.
Okay, and what would you rate the song?
Oh, it's not my genre of music, but I'd probably give it about a 6 or 7.
All right. Awesome. You know, every opinion is valuable right here on Hip Hop National. That's what we do. 702-666. 702-666. Don't like the three numbers of that code, but hey, yes, sir. You got the mic and you tell us where you're calling from and, you know, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what you think about the song.
Man, I actually wasn't even able to hear the song. My name is Memo. I'm calling from Las Vegas, Sin City. I just want y'all to play that Here We Go Now by On Point with my boy Josh and my boy Rep. I want y'all to throw that on so everybody can hear that greatness right there.
Absolutely, man. You know we supporting the young. We give y'all some love right here on Hip Hop National. So y'all definitely stay with us. It's coming up in the You Said We Play It Hour. So definitely stick around and make sure you make some noise for them, okay? Stay with us.
Yeah, buddy.
702-589. Did you hear the song? Did you get a chance to hear the song? Okay. We're going to go to D.I. Now, D.I., it sounds like to me, man, y'all had a little Wheezy up in there. Was that Wheezy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He showed that love on the hook.
Oh, man.
But,
tell us a little bit about the song, man.
Well, I mean, you got the beat through the email, and it was just, well, actually, it was submitted by the label, Cash Money. We just had the beat, and we just put the record together, basically. You know, we just felt like it was one of those records where we needed somebody major on the hook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was,
mm-hmm.
And Wayne just did the favors for Briss. He did the hook, a couple different styles, and we actually figured out which hook we was going to actually go with. And then that was it. From there, put the record together, arranged it, and we did.
That was it. Most definitely. Miss Myra Morrison stepped up to the plate. Hey, Myra, how you doing? What do you think of the song?
I'm doing very well this evening. Good evening, Al. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. Hello to the panelists. Y'all doing all right out there?
Talking to you, D.I., Ace One.
Hey, how you doing? What's up?
Doing well. Great show tonight. I am gathering information. I have stepped out of the state. I'm out in Pittsburgh just kind of hanging out and gathering some knowledge out here as well, adding to my list of knowledge. I was listening to the song. I did like the song. I did have some criticism at first. Until the young man did tell me that was Lil Weezy, because, you know, if I'm going to get an imitation, I might as well buy Lil Weezy. So then I did get him. So because that was so, I am going to give it an 8.
Absolutely. Hey, Myra, if you would, please do not fail to tell our audience, our listening audience, who you are, because most of the time you're sitting in the background. Tell us what's going on with you, Myra.
All right. They call me Myra Moe. I am the editor and CEO of Hip Hop National Magazine. I'm trying to get together on getting some of the interviews together, some of the big dogs we've had on. Had on our magazine covers like T-Pain, and we've had H-Town, we've had Mary Mary, and we got a surprise coming for you all, one another top dog. In the music industry coming up, this next issue coming out next month. So I'm just, they say I'm hanging out in the background. That is absolutely what I am doing. I would rather be behind the scenes making everybody else look like they need to instead of me being out front. But I do enjoy what I do, and I'm just grateful to be a part of Hip Hop National along with Poetic. He's a great guy.
And Myra, before you go, how can they get themselves involved in that magazine?
Oh, my God, you need to just go ahead and connect to www.hiphopnational.com, and you have a lot of great things that you can click on, and you can be a part of, whether it's the magazine, whether you can be a part of the panelist show. You can do some Hip Hop National interviews. You can get some drops in. Oh, my God, we have a long list of things that you could do. Or you could volunteer your time and just donate, one or the other. Just be a part of this movement and what we're doing, trying to educate the music industry on the business side. You know, everybody want to get out, they want to la 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 and sing a little bit. That's so wonderful. But there are so many other things in this industry that you can do. You can do voiceovers. You can actually be a part of the entertainment side. When I say that, I mean the artistry of being actors and actresses. You can just be a musician and not worry about trying to get in front of the mic. You can come forward with your skills on the piano. I mean, it's so many things in the entertainment industry that you can do that is not singing and that still makes quite a bit of money. Producing, oh, my God, becoming songwriters. You know, people with all these type of talents, there's no way you can't make paper out of this. So then get your niche, you know, put it forth, and, you know, I always say put God first, and you move forward with what you enjoy, and then make some money out of it. You can do it.
Oh, wow, Myra, you came through with a mouthful. Love that. It helps me fill the time. We got 215-251. I see that you raised your hand. Please tell our listening audience who you are and where you're calling from. And do you have something that you want to lend to the topic, or did you want to rate that song?
I wanted to rate this song for my OG, you know what I mean? You know, the president, D.I. It's Be the Boy, Skateboard Neat, you know, repping from Philly, Fidel. Hey, what it do, boy? Ain't nothing, man. The record is hard, man, you know. Shout out to OG Briss, too. Shit hard.
All right.
What it do, man? Shout out Philly, man.
Thanks, Philly, for checking in. We love it. Coming all over the map. Y'all hear that? 702-300. You now have the floor. Please tell us where you're calling in from and if you want to rate the song. Special request, whatever it is that you got to do, or lend to the topic. You now have the floor.
What I wanted to do is definitely say, most definitely, that was a dope record. But what I really want to do is make a request for my folks on point. The track is called Here We Go Now. I just wanted to hear that come on the joint as well.
Well, I got to tell you, that on point got to be on point tonight because I'm telling you, man, he's getting a flood of calls coming through, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I love when an artist is supported by his people. Definitely.
That's
you stay
right.
In.
Matter of fact, just to reveal myself a little further, I'm actually the producer on that joint, so I definitely have to, of course, make my call in as well.
All right, producer, stay with us. Definitely.
What's good, homie?
What's good?
What's good, man? Congrats right. on that record,
oh.
bro.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
For sure. Appreciate it.
All right. And
definitely,
checking in now, we have Dynamic Beauty Expo President, CEO. We have Genesis and Grace the Building. What's happening, my lady?
Hi. Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
Genesis, tell us what you're up to and what your movement is about.
Well, I am the founder, actually co-founder of Dynamic Beauty Expo. And this expo is appearing in Miami Beach, Florida. It's a two-day event that is bringing music, fashion, and education under one roof, September 16th and the 17th. And tickets are currently on sale. And we do have vending opportunities. And this whole ordeal came up in respect to Haiti. We're giving back to my dear country, Haiti. All the proceeds are going to Haiti with the CARE Foundation. And also, I'm not too sure if you guys have been listening, Dynamic Beauty Expo is looking for a dynamic artist as well to bring their A game to perform live at the Dynamic Beauty Expo. So I'm ready to listen to some good music. Hope you guys have been submitting your music so we can get a feel of it.
Absolutely. I'm saying absolutely there. Genesis, we really appreciate you checking in, and I hope you stick around. We do have D.I. on deck with us, president of Groom Music. We have Ace One of Ace Production. If I may want to make sure I said that correctly. We have Myra Moe, who checked in tonight. Don't normally step up to us because she like working in the background, like pretty much like myself. I do as well. We have Honey Jacks of Appetizers. He has a local thing that he does as well here. So it's definitely something that we're getting ready to make a movement all together collectively right here on Hip Hop National. Before I go back into the topic, I got one more caller who just checked in. It's 973-592. You now have the floor. Is this Mega the Man?
Yo, what's good? How you doing, brother? I'm not sure what the topic is, but I just want to stop in and show love.
Mega the Man, I'm glad you did. Tell them where you calling from, Mega the Man.
I'm calling from East Coast right now, but I'm worldwide.
Yeah, but what city?
Worldwide.
Yeah, you worldwide. Okay. And Mega the Man is also a producer, so we got a couple of producers.
No, it's underground. I'm underground.
Underground.
Now I'm in a cocoon state.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
The topic tonight, Mega the Man, is the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your market ability. Do you have your opening statement for that topic?
First off, never sell your mixtape. Sell you. Sell who you are.
Wow.
As a person. I got shit that got dust. I got Miles Davis. You know what I'm saying? I got Lou Donaldson. I got albums. I got wax of albums that just have dust on them.
Okay.
Your image, and you'll make more money. But if you sell an album or a record, it'll just get collected. I don't know. That's don't know. It's just a worthwhile time.
Stay real,
man. A little bit intoxicated. I'm going through my problems right now, but, you know, yeah, you might want to take that as a keynote.
All right. Hey, as actually you made a good point, Megan the Man, thank you and for checking in and giving us your opening statement. Genesis, you got an opening statement to tonight's topic. You're in the business of image, pretty much, in the beauty and you know, the glamorous hair industry. And it plays a big role in today's time when it comes to image and everything. When it comes to exposure, what do you have as an opening statement for tonight's topic, the impact of exposure, and how does it help you to increase your marketability?
Well,
talk from your industry.
From my industry, exposure for me will be I take advantage of everything as far as all the free stuff. We go back into social media. The exposure comes from my business is YouTube because I do a lot of tutorials, and that actually by utilizing YouTube and putting myself out there on YouTube and doing tutorials and showing my talent had brought me exposure for me to travel around the world to do what I do best, which is beautifying women and men. So utilize as much as social media as you can because that's an easy route. I don't get into too much of the Craigslist, but if you want to use Craigslist, just use that. I just use a lot of free marketing to get me out there. And I also, you know, I go to a lot of shows, a lot of events that where I can do stuff for free. And I do a lot of nonprofit freebies as well. So, like I said, utilize a lot of social media to put yourself out there. That's what happened with me, and it actually helped you to brand yourself a lot easier. And then when you make the big bucks, then you can do the commercials and the radios, or you can come on Hip Hop National like all of us do. That's another great part of exposing yourself and putting your music or your talents out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to get Myra Moe's opening statement for tonight's topic because she runs a magazine, and definitely I know she has something to lend to this part of the topic. Myra, if you would, please, you now have the floor. Myra, are you with us? Not a problem. This is a great time for us to go to paying bills right now. We have to pay bills before we go. I just want to let you know this next song is by the producer Ace One. His artist along with him tonight is Bamboo, and the title of this song is Born Again. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and we'll see you on the other side. Stay with us.
Against the wall, I'm out of my mind, so you know I go off. I can't look back, so I gotta move on. If you feel how I feel, then you know I'm so gone. You can catch me running, running, running. Born again, born again, to the top, I'm never going back down. Born again,
like a bulldog. Never on E, gas tank cool dog. Steady looking for a loophole. Many haters in my way, I can dig on. Seeing them, not a thrill. I look at another full course meal. Yeah, I'ma eat them up. About to blow up, make the whole world duck. Boom, bamboo in the room. At a real fast pace, but we gon' shoot. Coming up fast, yeah, I assume. Yeah, shine real bright, just like you. Yeah, oh,
come and take this ride. Life passing by, but I can't fall dead, so I'll do it all. That's a piece of what you see me by.
With my back against the wall, I'm out of my mind, so you know I go off. I can't look back, so I gotta move on. If you feel no appeal, then you know I'm so gone. You can catch me running, running, running. What I want, riding on shotgun. R.I.P. big fun. I'ma go hard until my job's done. Put me to the plate, watch me hit a home run. Oh, never back down from no one. 3 seconds left, watch me hit the game shot. Yeah, me and Ace got the same plan.
Get against the wall. I'm out of my mind, so you know I go off. I can't look back, so I gotta move on. If you feel no appeal, then you know I'm so gone. You can catch me running, running, running.
National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. I'd like to talk with you about Doctors Without Borders. This is an international medical humanitarian organization working in nearly 70 countries to assist people whose survival is threatened by violence, neglect, or catastrophe. The battle in Somalia continues against the deadly combination of measles and acute malnutrition, which affects children in particular in the overcrowded refugee camps. Doctors Without Borders is there, making a difference. You too can make a difference. If you feel strongly about poverty, violence against women and children, make a one-time donation or give monthly. It's easy. Visit doctorswithoutborders.org and give them the tools and the resources to make a difference. This PSA is brought to you by ZounderBBShow.com and Hip Hop National Magazine on the web at HipHopNational.com. Neither organization is affiliated with Doctors Without Borders or its founder, MSF. We do not accept donations. We simply make a difference.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win. To join us in our chat room, log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
You got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about the impact of exposure and how does it help you to increase your marketability. We have an all-star panel with us tonight, and we are rocking and rolling right here on Hip Hop National Radio. And I'm going to go back because we got to go ahead and rate that song, and we're going to talk to Bamboo at the end of this rating. We're going to not talk to Bamboo, but the producer of the track, Ace One, who put it down on Born Again. But I'm going to start with you, D.I., on this one. You tell me what it is that you thought about the song and give us your rating.
Yeah, the song was real mellow. I like it. It had a nice vibe to it. That's A1 on the production.
A1 on the production, man.
That's what's up. I like it, man. For real, I really mess with the record.
What's your rating, sir?
My rating is probably about an 8, definite.
Definitely? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You stay with us, man. Stay with us. We appreciate it.
I'm here.
All right. We're going to go to 712. Did you hear the song? And tell us where you're calling from and your name and where you're calling from and what's your rating on the song?
Well, I'm Las Vegas, Nevada. I actually didn't hear the song. I just called real quick to request the song.
Okay, what's that request, sir?
Here we go.
You broke up, so we didn't catch it.
That is, here we go.
Okay, well, we do have some phone issues with you, so I'm sorry to say we did not pick it up. So definitely stay with us. Maybe you might be able to get in on the You Said We Play It Hour. Honey Jacks, what do you think, sir, of the last tune that played, sir?
Well, you know how they have those exercise videos?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was in actually doing exercises to a video with that song playing.
Awesome. That's a nice picture to paint.
So to get me up out of my seat tonight, it had to have a really good rhythm.
All right. So
that's a compliment. I'm saying that as a compliment. I really like that song.
Believe me, I know it's coming from as a compliment for you. So what's your rating, sir?
Oh, I would have pushed that up near the top, about an 8 or 9.
Awesome. Believe me, guys, take that in respect. I got to say, we're gonna say Genesis. Are you ready for me? I know you was telling me you got a little bit of background noise, but did you want to rate that song?
It's a song. The song actually piggybacking off the last guy. It had the kids jumping up and dance as well. It's real catchy. And as my little one said,
I like the song.
You heard him? He liked it. He gave it an 8.5.
And I'm going to tell you, this song right here is queued up for the Jam and the Slam It competition. So definitely this artist right here, we're going to be hearing more from him. Myra Moe, are you still with me? Did you want to rate that song? Myra Moe chillaxing, so stay with us. And then we're going to go to 719-362. That's you, James? James, did you want to rate the song?
Yes, sir, no doubt. I like that jump. That was hot. Oh, yeah, I rate it. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
I give it an 8 or 9 or 10. I ran out of breath when I got to 10.
Woo, that's hot. Stay with us, James. Appreciate it, man. Definitely be around for that. You said we play it out because your tune
is out.
All right. Ace One, what do you think about that feedback, man?
I like it, man. I like it. I appreciate everybody's feedback, everybody's comments. Originally, we did the song for a movie placement. It was a boxing movie that was going to be coming out. And so if you listen to the song, it has that kind of fighting anthem type of feel. And, yeah, definitely we wanted to make it a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more, you know, energy, something a little different, you know, because it was originally made for a movie placement. It was kind of like a soundtrack type of vibe. And but, no, he wound up keeping the song, and he ran with it, Bamboo ran with it. And I'm happy to say he's doing, you know, he's getting some really good responses, really good feedback off of it. And so we're really excited about the song. But I appreciate everybody's comments and ratings. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely, guys. We're getting ready to wind down. But before we wind down, I do want to ask you guys one more question. And then I want you guys to give us your closing comments for tonight. But I'm going to say, today, for exposure, to maximize exposure, what do you think about today's artists? It seems like everybody followed the trends of dropping the N-word at the very beginning of their song, or they're dropping an F-bomb at the beginning of the song. Now, you guys have been in this industry for quite some time. In order to sell music on a national scale, what is your advice to my young listening audience? I'm going to start that with you, D.I.
Yeah. I ain't fully had a question, but I heard a piece of you basically saying.
Let me restate the question, because it's going to be a very important question. Today, in order to bring commercial, restate it in a different way, to bring commercial value to your song, and it is important that you appropriate your language. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree.
Okay, now, with today's trend, it seems that in our rap industry, the first thing these upcoming artists are doing, because they hear some of the major people doing it, but these major people have already been successful. I want to know, what do you think about them dropping the F-bomb and the N-word at the beginning of almost every song? If you go listen on YouTube, I can guarantee you, nine out of ten songs, you probably got the same opening beginning in just about every song, saying my end, and then they say they drop the F bomb. As far as marketability and exposure, I think they're crunching numbers, and I think on a commercial value, they're decreasing their chances of being out in places where music is being heard and not silenced, and people are getting paid. Now, I'm going to open that back to you, D.I. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think that's cool and all, but I mean, if you could really show people you could come up with a record that's really just a record, like, you know, no cursings, just, you know, it will probably take, you'll probably get the attention of more people, you know, than limiting yourself. You know, there's a lot of people that don't want to hear the same old stuff. You know, they just want to hear a record, a real good record.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just that everybody's doing it. Everybody's doing it.
I mean, it hypes up the record. It hypes up all the people that have been following up on hip-hop. But, I mean, those go for street records. But, I mean, when it gets to a major radio station, at the end of the day, it's all going to be cleaned up. So, you know, I like to hear records that, you know, I can actually hear it on the radio before we even, you know, like without cursings in it, you know.
And I mean, you guys have had some great success with Briscoe. I don't know if y'all sold a million records yet, but you got that number, so you know. But you've had some great success with Briscoe.
Yeah.
So according to some of the venues that you've got him in, you had to do some kind of cleaning up of his image and the type of songs that he outlay, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still about knowing the record. You know, you could still put cursing in it. You could take the cursing out, but it's still about having that, knowing exactly how you want to structure the record, and, you know, knowing, not just coming on the track and just saying, hey, you got a whole bunch of cursing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If there's a good record at the end of the day, it still could
work. Yeah, I agree. I just wanted your opinion as far as marketing it commercially. On, you know, trying to get into venues of like TV commercials, possibly Starbucks, McDonald's, you know.
See,
how
the best way to market it is just have a radio version, have an edited version, definite, that's gonna sound just as good.
And how important is the acapella in the instrumental?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It is important because, you know, that's going to be the repetitive part that people can sing along, they can enjoy, and, you know, that's going to bring out the whole image and lead up to a video where you can actually see what the whole record is about. So definitely, it is important.
All right. And your closing statement, what would you give as three points that you would like to give our listening audience and tell them what it is, how to keep up with your project?
Just go hard, man. Invest in yourself. You know, whether you got a deal, whether you up and coming, and just, you know, listen to a lot of music that's getting put out and see how you can make a record bigger than that. You know, or even something. If you're not even close to that, try to get close to that. Those records that you hear on the radio station every day, those new records. You know, find a genre if you're in the pop or whatever. Definitely just listen to that kind of music a lot and just focus on it and just kind of like master that craft of records. And just keep grinding, keep promoting in the street, keep promoting on the social network sites. Just keep doing it. You know, videos is important marketing-wise, you know, just to get your name out there, performances, everything. You know, just keep going. Keep going hard. You know, don't stop.
Definitely. Thanks, D. It's been incredible tonight. Really appreciate the advice and tips and knowledge that you've given our listening audience. So stay with us. Let's see what Ace One got to say in his closing comments. But with that same question proposed to you, Ace One, I need to know, what do you think as far as is it affecting the marketability if they're putting that following the trend of everybody else? You as a producer, you got the floor, sir.
Yeah, I think there's a difference. I mean, I think if the artist is wanting to follow maybe something that's going on and not really, again, it all comes down to connecting with the song. You know, I mean, music is emotional. You know, you see basketball players go out there and then when they're on the playoffs, they're doing their dunks and they're saying, you know, curse words, this and that. It's just an emotional type of moment. Doesn't necessarily mean that's the way they are, and that's the way they. It just at that time they're feeling really, really emotional. So a lot of times those some words, choice of words for people is emotions. And you know, I have said before that, you know, there's certain parts where I feel like, you know, they just want to put, some artists want to put something in there, and it's just like, let me put this word, let me put that choice word here, let me put this. I don't agree with that, but at the same token, on if it's a hook. You know, and if it just comes out, this is what you're feeling, this is what the artist is feeling, the emotion that he's connecting with the song, and it is a choice word, you know what, I'm for it. And at the end of the day, it's going to get cleaned up either way. You know,
my point is here, okay, and I'm going to say it again, for maximum exposure, trying to get that out on a larger scale, do you think more ears is apt to listen if the words were not in there, or if they had were in there? Which one you think? I mean, on a larger scale.
Yeah, definitely. On a larger scale, yes, definitely. You have to, you know, you definitely don't want to, you know, if you're thinking larger scale, yeah, I mean, you want to try to keep the choice words to a minimum, or if not at all. I mean, radio, again, it's got to be clean, you know, and so, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you're looking at the masses, you know, try to keep it down to a minimum. But I do want to say that it is, you know, music is emotional, and you know, if they're connecting like that at that level, yes. But there, again, there's a difference. You know, you're not, you don't want to just put choice words just to put them in there, you know. And yeah, and if you're thinking about the masses, and if it's like, yeah, I said, if it's a street record, you know, it's a little different. But if you're talking about the masses, a single, you know, you're trying to push a single, you're trying to put it out there to the masses, you definitely, you know, you want to keep the choice words down.
Okay. In closing, what would be three words of advice that you would give our listening audience?
I would say, you know, as an artist, I would say keep hitting them, keep putting stuff out there. That like the guys that called in earlier was talking about mixtape. You know, I'm with that. I think that's important. I think if you keep hitting them with songs, now you understand you can't make money off of that. But you know, if you have a website or a place where you can, you know, let people know where you are, link everything together. Link everything together. I think that's huge on the internet. Put out, you know, keep putting stuff out. If you can put a video for those mixtapes, that's cool. But you know, if you can afford to put out original songs as well, that's even better, because that, you know, again, that'll show who you are as an artist as well. The mixtapes do too, but you know, that way you can go out there and flood them with your material. You know, I think, you know, now with the digital age, the music gets consumed a little bit quicker than it used to. So I think it's important to keep putting stuff out, definitely. You know, stay on top of the music game. Try to constantly stay in the studio. If you've got a studio at the house, you know, just keep try to put stuff out and let them know you're there. Keep your presence out there. I think that's big.
Awesome, awesome. Before I go any further, because we're winding down, I want to open up the mic to the hostess with the mostest, Lady Di. Lady Di, welcome back to the show. I know you said you was having some issues out there, so I was just trying to do what I can to hold it down tonight.
That's what you do, boo. That's what it's all about. That's why we the dream team, a dynamic duo. You know, yeah. You my Batman, and I'm just your Robin. Hey, I tell you, it started storming. Out here. I had to take shelter. It happened so quickly. I had to abruptly drop the line, and we had hail the size of golf balls, so I was like, okay, it's either radio or life here. So since I was trying to eventually get home to my little ones, I thought that I better take shelter. So it just kind of cleared up a little bit enough for me to get back on. So thank you so much for doing all that you do and being who you be. I appreciate it, Poetic. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate it from you, too. And tonight I was just, I didn't want to panic. I saw you come back, and I usually panic, and I said, oh, Lady Di there. But I thought, you know, tonight I'll do what I can to hold it down and keep it going.
And you're doing a great job. So go ahead and finish up with your wrap-up roundup. Don't let me interrupt. I'm here, though.
Absolutely. We got Genesis tonight. Tell our listening audience what's in store for them as we come together. At the end of, I think, July, we close out on this and what they're going to get. Genesis, you now have the floor.
Boom, 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 boom. Rise and shine, people, with the dynamics.
Do you say?
Hey, with the Dynamic Beauty Expo, come one, come all. Like I said earlier, people that is listening right now, whether you a beat master, you sing hip hop, gospel, we're listening to all kinds of music, and we need you to submit your music to hiphopnationalwebsite.com, and it'll link you to the website where you can actually upload your music so it can be aired, so we can review it, and we're going to pick the winner to perform live on our Dynamics stage, and this winner will have a chance to stay at a luxurious hotel at Miami Beach, Florida, with transportation service along with our Dynamic swag bag. So submit your music, and also people attend the hottest beauty expo, trade show, business, all in one roof, Dynamics Beauty Expo. You can follow me or actually go on my website, because everything is on the website. It's dynamicsbeautyexpo.com. And like I said, this is a help that we're giving back
to my country, IET, Port-au-Prince, IET, Petrovie, the whole entire Haiti. We don't want to forget the country. We still need a lot of rebuilding to do with that. A lot of people just forgot about it. It's not in the news, but I'm still thinking about Haiti. So, again, check out my website for more information. It's dynamicsbeautyexpo.com.
Okay, thank you. You went, that was a mouthful. That was great. Really loved it, baby. Stay with us. We're going to say, Honey Jacks, what's up, man? And tell us what it is that you do and how they can keep up with you and Appetizer, sir. Honey Jacks, are you with me? Honey Jacks and Private Snoop Dogg. You with me, sir?
I have those hands that aren't phone and mute friendly and all the, you know, those big thumbs. I really enjoyed myself this evening. I liked the music overall. It was entertaining. I got some exercise during one of those songs. And it goes back to image is a part of marketing. To do it well, you have to, I think it was either Ace One or the other gentleman, I know Bamboo mentioned it, you have to have a complete package. People today are looking for the complete package. The ones that make it to the top offer a great deal of value, and that includes their music and includes whether it's video or whatever they're adding to it. It's creating another one of them mentioned about their fan base. Once they develop a fan base, how well are they at keeping that fan base in tune to what they're doing? So marketing, we're all in the business of marketing. It doesn't matter what the business is. Our first and foremost job is marketing, attracting customers, clients, listeners to whatever it is that our business is.
Wow, man, that was incredible. I got to be honest with you. And that was something that they needed to hear. So what a word. Look like D.I. done checked back in. What's up, D.I.?
Let's
see you raise your hand, sir. Did you want, you have some last minute words?
Yeah, well, I just got in. Just everybody just stay on their grind, man. Just keep grinding for what you're trying to go, you know?
Okay. Thank you, sir. Definitely. Lady Di, if you would, do like you normally do, because you do it so eloquently and you do it so well. Close me out in prayer and take me to my You Said Request Hour.
I shall sell. I appreciate the opportunity to do so. We could all go to the throne of grace. Lord Heavenly Father, thank you again for yet another marking in history where Hip Hop National Radio continues the movement. We believe sharing is caring, and we do it all because of you. Thank you for being the CEO of Hip Hop National Radio. We give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. We also like to thank you for those who you sent to the line tonight, be it a panelist or just the listener itself, all of our friends in the chat room. Until we meet again on a fabulous Family and Friends Friday, this is Lady Di alongside Poetic saying good night and moving right in to the All Request Hour. That's where we play, what you say. Poetic, you now have the wheel.
Thank you, Lady Di. I appreciate this. I'm going to put this in because this is our Jam It or Slam It current reigning champion. We haven't heard it for a few minutes here, so definitely I'm putting this on the line so everybody understand what they're in for and who they're competing against. This is Hell's Flame with Work. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Toppers with toppers is Jack, yeah. Fire. All I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, 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 work. From the cradle to the dirt, all I do is work, work. Are you hard at work? No, I'm working hard. They think I'm on the diet. I'm losing all this weight. They call me Pistol Pete, cause I keep the
at 38 in the street, straight yellow line, middle of the lane. In the parking lot, I'm pimping, cause she kissing on the rain. While some people say I'm different, waiting before I got the plane. That's cause I'm working hard, that's putting in the paper. Got money on the table, racks on racks on racks. Put your hands across the table, we go black, go black, go black. This is hard earned money, that paper people die. Oh, since I am the best, I move, they put it on the line.
Got it locked in Love Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight's been a crazy night. I can't believe it. Your boy Poetic pulled it off tonight. Man, usually, you know, I crumble when I'm on the wheels. And I'm on the wheels of steel on that microphone, having to break it down and do that. But tonight, hey, guys, I pat myself on the back. Dad, I think your boy did all right. So let me get my composure together here. H1. Tell me, man, you got a special request right here on Hip Hop National Radio?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's up, it's your boy Ace One? Just want to say thanks a lot for everything. Thanks a lot, everybody. You know, everybody's support playing the song "Bamboo Born Again." I really appreciate everything.
All right, thanks, man. We appreciate you coming through. And I'm gonna ask Di, you got a special request that you want in queue tonight?
Definitely, man. Shout out to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Definitely, y'all tune in, man. Keep requesting that Briscoe, Future, and Lil Wayne on the Wall, Hot Record, Goon Music Group. Follow me, Rich Boy, FL. Follow Briscoe at Briscoe Opalaka. Definitely, good being with y'all today.
Good with you too, man. Make sure you bring your boy Briscoe on. Make sure you bring your boy Bamboo on. We definitely want to hear from the artists because hey, we can't do it without them, man. We want the audience to connect with these artists out there and get to know that they are real people out there and they're doing their thing just like the unsigned community as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I feel honored to have you guys on because you had a wealth of advice to offer my audience. Thank you, guys. Here's Born Again by the artist Bamboo. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us. It's more to come. Born again, born again. Yeah.
my back against the wall. I'm out of my mind, so you know I go off. I can't look back, so I gotta move on. You can feel how I feel, then you know I'm so gone. You can catch me running, running, running. But I'm back on the road for a high list. Going for my bankroll, working hard for the bread and I lay low. Yeah. Back on that real east, from the bottom to the top, you gon' feel this. Going hard for the miracle, hustle 24/7, not telephone. Never take a break, that ain't in the code. Never gon' break, I ain't fake like a day show. Getting something done as the day go. Came from the bottom, tryna be uno. Never press on the brakes, what I do know. Going crazy and things to the next.
In the stall, everybody on the wall, and we on that alcohol. Can happen.
money, so she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the wall. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the wall. She won't get it, so she do me all up on the wall. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the wall. I won't get it, so I do her all up on the wall.
All right. That's your boy. That's your boy, Frisco, on the wall, featuring Lil Wayne. Just before that, you had Bamboo was Born Again. We're getting ready to go to the line. We're going to go to Honey Jacks. Honey Jacks, I know you already gave your opinion on that song, but tonight I was asking a question. I went to your line a little earlier. But now, if it comes to me that you have some advice as a closing statement to our listening audience, the impact of exposure, how does it help you to increase your marketability? That last statement, would you said you had a comment for me. Could you go ahead and tell me what that was, sir?
Well, sure. You were asking the rest of the panel about language that's used in their music today.
Yes.
And really, swearing is just a lazy way out. It just tells me that a person really hasn't given every bit they could to the message of their music. I agree that there's times when it is emotional and it does have an impact, yet in music, to me, it's lazy to resort to just swear language.
Wow. I think that's a powerful statement, actually, Honey Jacks. Because, honestly, in today's time, even the industry is saying, let's dumb this down a little bit. Let's dumb this down. But there was a time when the lyrics was the magnetic point of a song, and vocabulary played a big role in doing it and studying the dictionary and making that, incorporating that into your program of writing. That played a big major tool at one point in time. So what you had was, to me, you know, and I'm old school, so I'm in a new school market, but to me that was a very powerful statement.
Thank you.
Definitely. This is one of the most requested songs of tonight. I see someone was calling in, but I was just about to go to their line, and they're dropping off frequently. So I don't know if it's a Blog Talk situation or they was a little impatient. So I just want to let you know this is the most requested song of the night. It's called On Point. It's by the artist On Point, and it says, "Where are you?" You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us. It's more on the other side. And I said, "Where are you?" No, it is Here We Go. Correction on my side. Sometimes we just don't know what to say, and we just mess it all up. Tonight, this is On Point. Here We Go. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us. And 702, do you have a special request before I go to the song? 702-821, dropped off again, and here we go. Listen to Hip Hop National Radio.
Go now, got the girlie in the ride, and it's time to go down. Once I pull it out, it's a showdown. Oh, now you better be good, don't slow a dollar sold around. It ain't no stopping the flow. I come through, I'm rocking the show. I'm counting the money mountains while you snorting the mountains of snow with cheap hills, the cheap thrills. You view your fast life, your cheap thrills, and the speed kills. Give me a second while I'm pressing the gas pedal. I get my own shit, you live your life through your dad's metal. You end up as one of them sad fellas. I'm ready to go, warmed up from Chinchilla. for chinchilla. Pocket felt like a gun thriller. Hold the mic, I'm a killer. Keep it coming with punches and jabs. Watch the white niggas put the pump in the trunk of the rap. Foe, pull off and I laugh.
Stopping my flow, I'm ready to go. Getting the dough. Now here we go, now here we go. Now got all the tools to make all these moves. Do, do, do. You ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now you ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now you ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now
so let me know if you like what I'm spitting at you in the club, wherever I'm getting at you. Only because of the puss, I gotta achieve and push. Throw the weed in the bush, I ain't going down from the seat of the cush. These bitches on the nuts like index fingers on a shush. Play it heavy on the strip, keep it steady on the strip. Hit a black Chevy on the strip. Having fun throwing confetti up on the strip. Enough weight that'll break a levy in the tip. Electricity flowing through the veins like X-Man. Get X-Man, body something dust in the trash can. Two Smith and Wesson's loaded. Hot as up, so caution whenever you hold it. The logic in the game and it's already folded. I'm wired up and fired up in just a couple seconds from exploding.
Stopping my flow, I'm ready to go. Getting the dough. Now here we go, now here we go. Now got all the tools to make all these moves. Do, do, do. You ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now you ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now now.
Shut off the lights, I'll brighten the room. Fighting, igniting the guns. Hope you liking your tune. The banging the boom. Got enough tools in the back to damage your crew. You and whoever you bring. Breathing and love, living and giving the pain to the rhythm. Or better yet, I'll cut them like coke wrapped in ribbon. There's no stopping the crew and we do what we do. All you can do is what you have, me and your crew. Yeah, what?
No stopping, no stopping. Stop.
We on the way to the top, there's no.
No stopping, no stopping. Stop.
Everything that we drop is like woe.
No stopping, no stopping.
Big buzz when we float, there's no,
no stopping, no stopping, no stopping. Stopping my flow, I'm ready to go. Getting the dough, now here we go, now here we go. Now got all the tools to make all these moves. Do, do, do. You ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now you ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now you ready now? Here we go, now here we go. Now
yeah, man, that was hot. That was hot. Here we go. By On Point, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I got to tell you, I was feeling that. Now let's see what these lines got to say, because God, wow, it is lighting up and it's getting big. It's getting big right here on Hip Hop National Radio. 721-821, where you calling from and what was your request?
Here we go now by On Point.
Okay, we just played it. That means it's lighting up, it's lighting up, it's lighting up. I appreciate that. 562-253. You now have the floor.
Yo, 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 can I hear that Faded Function Good by Black Beach?
What's the name of the tune?
Faded Function Good.
Faded. Faded. You know what? I'm going to take you in the back office in a minute, because I did talk with him on Faded Function Good. He told me he'll send me another one a little bit later.
Okay.
So I don't know if we got the tune into our system yet. So I do remember to remember. So definitely stay with us and definitely keep it locked and help him push that tune. Okay.
Yeah.
Really, really, really appreciate you calling in though. Okay. 562-508.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your request? Yes. Hello.
I'm trying to request that Faded Function Good by Black Beach.
Okay, definitely, man. We definitely going to be having it in the system. I talked with him a little earlier, so definitely we're going to have it in the system. But he said he had to do some fixes on it. So just to let you guys know, stay with us and keep supporting. And I want you guys to know, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is open to everybody, everybody. Here's an opportunity that I'm putting on the table. If you know artists in the game, who's trying to get in the game, this is a perfect opportunity while all of you guys on the line is to get them in here. Make sure they go to jamitorslamit.net
or they can go to hiphopnationalradio.com, one or the other. But click there and get their music uploaded on our system. That's a very important thing. Get their music into the system so we can get them and help them take go to another level. Hold on just a second. 702-813, I see you got your hands up. What's your request?
The song that you just played just a second ago.
Oh,
here we go.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That song is bananas.
It is, man. I got it.
Bananas.
It is bananas, man. I totally agree with you. So I think, and you guys, I mean, you're doing the right thing. You're really pushing it, and keep doing it, because we do play a song 2-3 times on the show sometimes because of the fact that we got a demand for it. That is very, very important. If we have no demands, we have nothing that we can help put out there. Okay, so definitely I love when you guys do what you do because you're doing it so well. Definitely stay with us on Hip Hop National Radio. We got a little bit more to come right here. Stay with us.
This is your boy Billy Rockwood from Scum, calling from Sweden. Here's our new single, You Fail. Get along and join the movement of hiphopnationalradio.com. Request our song, SCUUM, with You Fail. One love and God bless.
Walking the wrong way.
Yeah. Big up. Scum is in the area one time. Billy Rockwood, JJ Washington.
SCUUM. Back.
You got to run.
To the right path, find the right staff in this world of war rap. Read the right paragraph.
Yo.
You baby,
it's all about the math, yeah.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make you laugh. Is that the contract? This ain't no witchcraft. You came with so much pain, the big change like sun to rain. That's what happens when you aim too deep. You can't fall asleep. Wait quick till the end of the world. If that's what it takes, many stakes at hand. A package of cornflakes, little earthquakes, tsunamis make islands of lakes. Live it up right now before the whole world breaks. Piece of cake for the Lord of the world to see. We are two brothers from other mothers giving you simplicity. We're both thinking all the time what is wrong with me. I got the devil from behind always calling me. But it's all about love and unity. An opportunity to live your life right, righteously. The minority, the majority. Give your quest to the Lord. Run. Colors follow me.
You got to run
to the right path. Find the right staff in this world of war rap. Read the right paragraph.
Yo. Barking.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We want to make you laugh. Is that the contrast? This ain't no witchcraft.
I'm the banger, the future hanger. So she say I'm that dagger who pleases mama. That's my way, boom, yeah. I'm here, baby, here to the end, stunner. To make my life with her prospects, no dreams of stupid shit, just a test. Do the best of my abilities, no stress, yo, no bulletproof vest. Drop on my mind, all things divine, unwind. Rock combined, nation, no frustration. Bang, 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 bang this out to the nation. So jump around to the sound of Scum. To rattle your mind, turn your brain like gum. So don't diss me, come, your fun's soon done. Have a happy time before it's done. 3 minutes, 30 seconds of this song produced by Scum. Billy Rockwood, scientist, number one.
So you're on this one.
Walking.
You got to run
to the right path, find the right staff in this world of war rap. Read the right paragraph.
It's all about the math.
It's all about the jazz. We wanna make you laugh. Is that the contract? This ain't no witchcraft.
Walking, talking, blues. You're losing your shoes and you set the future.
Real hardcore banger.
Here I am again. You fail.
Oh,
funkin', yeah. It don't know you fade.
The Jamming or Slamming competition is in full throttle, giving you the chance to be treated like the star you are. Dynamic Beauty Expo has joined forces with Hip Hop National Radio for one of the country's most rewarding artists and music contests, the Jamming or Slamming competition. If you're an artist who has what it takes and wins, then you and the guests will receive Dynamic VIP treatment with a one-night hotel accommodation on South Beach, transportation services, access to all Dynamic's events, along with a Dynamic swag bag. This is your chance to not just perform live, but be the featured premier act on the Dynamic stage with the winning selection at the Dynamic Beauty Expo, September 16th and 17th at the Miami Beach Convention Center. For more information on how you can win and enter, visit www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com. The only way to win is to register. Visit online now at www.dynamicbeautyexpo.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dino Mataloni of the Ask Dino Show. I love hanging out with the great people of Hip Hop National Radio. Hostess Lady Di, CEO of Hip Hop Magazine Myra Morris, and producer extraordinaire Poetic. I love the show. I call in all the time. It's very cool. Now please be sure to tune into my television internet show called The Ask Dino Show. It's a music entertainment talk show all about the music industry, with special guest artists performing and answering all your questions. Our show is based on Time Warner, but you can see The Ask Dino Show 24/7 on YouTube and Facebook. Just type in Ask Dino Show. That's Ask Dino Show. This is Dino Mataloni, The Ask Dino Show, inviting all of you to join us. Back to you, Poetic, and the hostess with the mostest, Lady Di.
Calling all music lovers, entertainers, and entertainment professionals. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. Pop, rock, R&B, and soul. Hip Hop National presents the Jammin' or Slammin' competition. Jammin' or Slammin' is one of the few competitions in the world where the recording artists are judged by an online interactive audience. That's right, the audience decides. Log on to hiphopnational.com and sign up now.
You cannot win if you don't get in.
So if you're ready, step your game up.
And get ready to win.
Get ready to win cash. That's right. That's right. Cash.
And other prizes.
So if you think you've got what it takes, then bring it to the Jam It or Slam It competition. Just sign on and sign up at hiphopnational.com.
The Jam It or Slam It competition must have a minimum of 25 competitors. If by any means canceled, all monies will be fully refunded.
That's right. You got it locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight was a great night tonight. We were talking about the exposure and how does it help you to increase your market ability. And online with me is an expert in marketing, actually. That's my guy, Honey Jacks. Honey Jacks, I got to say to you guys, man, with appetizers, I think you're doing an awesome job doing it. You collectively get a big audience all the time surrounding your meal. How do you do it?
Well, we use as many opportunities as we can to attract people to what we're doing. So there's not just one thing that works. There's a lot of things that contribute to it. So I think that's true with any business. You've got to use as many opportunities as are available. I think one of the other panelists said that the internet is a great source. Just remember, it's only one of many, many tools, of many, many ways in which you can market.
Wow, wow. And I can agree. If there was a tip of advice on how to attract some customers, some tips or some advice that you can give to my listening audience, what would you do on an out cue telling them, like, 3 points of your views of what they can do?
Well, I think your panelists spoke on a number of things. It's packaging, it's image, it's your message. If you have all of those in sync, then you can use a variety of medias to get your, or a variety of tools to get that message exposed.
I had somebody telling me the other day that you may have a great product or a great service, but today what people are buying more and more of anything else is the individual. We buy and we shop with people that we like, know, and trust. So if you can convey that, you're going to attract a lot more people to your image, your package, and your message.
And I think, I mean, honestly, that's a good message in itself, is people really buy you. Ultimately, I heard one of the panelists said, I forgot who said it, but ultimately, they buy you. And
right.
They buy the believability in what you have to offer. So
I'll get back to the very first day that we met, Al.
Uh-huh.
I bought what you were saying about respect and respecting you. That's
wow.
Where our relationship all started, was because you not only commanded respect, you in a sense demanded respect. And as a result, you received respect from someone who was not accustomed to respecting anyone.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a pretty powerful message.
Yes, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I mean, realistically, at the end of that conversation with that particular guy who was abusive in the way he was handling the customers, at the end of the day, he resolved his attitude, and as a result, he turned out to be a little kinder than normal once I raised the bar to him and told him that, do I need to get your supervisor?
I would have liked to have been the customer that came after you.
Yes.
Because that customer wouldn't have had to do what you had to do. He would have, that person would have had greater respect because the individual had realized that maybe he was acting inappropriately.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you, honey, Jax, for actually tuning in with us tonight, man. Locking your dial in or your phone in to our station tonight, man. That's a privilege, and it was quite a privilege having you on. So let's say what we're gonna have for some local artists, man. Would you be open to an open forum with bringing artists on? To probably help kind of mentoring them and helping them go to another level in marketing themselves, packaging themselves, and at the same time making money. Would you be open to an idea like that?
Well, certainly. Yeah, you and I have talked about it's called a mastermind. And I'm sure each one of the gentlemen that's been on the show tonight deals with people that are equal to or better than they are in their industry, and that's how they're able to continue to grow and become better in what they do. Yes, I'd be more than happy to participate.
Awesome, man. And that's actually the way we're going to be going, Honey Jack, so please stay around and stay my friend, man, because I want to build. And I know for a fact, because I've dealt with some of the people you deal with, that you're in a powerful network. So it would be a privilege, I'm sure, and an honor for my artists that follow us to be a part of that type of programming. It's definitely something that we got to stay on. So thank you for tuning in, like I said.
I'd like to share one more thing that I heard very early on that I think is very important for your artists that are here. And I'm sure that, again, going back to the panel, a lot of what they do is they promote other people. And through promoting other people, they gain recognition. And you were talking earlier on about a way that these artists can, how do you say it, make music and take it to the bank?
Yeah, make music and make money. Make music and make money.
Make music and make money and take it to the bank. Okay?
And take that music from the studio to the bank.
Yeah. So the thing is, what you're proposing there is, when they learn not only their craft of being a performer, but how they can promote other performers and make other performers improve their level, they're going to get recognition, and they're going to be able to learn an even bigger aspect of what their business is all about. It's all about promoting, marketing, promoting, marketing. So if they can learn how to promote somebody else, they can also grasp the ability to promote themselves. I think that's a marvelous concept that you're offering there.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Thank you. Again, I'll tell you, man, it's been great sharing this information and talking with you guys about it. You offered us a wealth of amount of information, and really appreciate your support and coming on to Hip Hop National. I know you usually have a very busy schedule, and anytime someone have a moment with you, they need to spend as much time as they possibly can, because a guy like you is of a premium stature, and your schedule is quite quite busy. But I know, you're building the type of business that you do, it takes a lot of work, takes a lot of investment, and I see that you definitely have all the principles in place, and you can help a lot of people. So just wanted to definitely thank you myself. I'm honored that you came on to the show tonight with us, and it's definitely been a privilege just spending every moment of time with you, because I know for you to even stay on this long, you've been observing what it is that we do, and I appreciate it, man. I'm really honored by it. Thank you.
Al, I'm honored to be here, and you mentioned something that one of your songs talked about. There's work involved.
There's work. That's right. That's right.
It's a good song, too. I like it. I really like that song. It's a good song.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. You listen to Hip Hop National Radio. Definitely, I want to go to the line before I go back. This is the all request hour. You say it, we play it right here on Hip Hop National Radio, 702-917. Do you have a special request?
Yeah. Can you play Here We Go Now?
Here we go. Here we go. And
yeah.
The artist is what, On Point?
Yes.
Man, I got to say this. On Point has been on point.
I know, right?
Yep. Here we go. Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Okay, thank you.
I'm telling you guys, you got to do it just like this guy's doing it. Put the word out. Let everybody know what you're doing. And help them get on your team to promote you. That's what it's all about. On Point, you've been doing it. I see why they call you that. Here we go.
Here we go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to, ready to, ready to go. I'm ready to.
Here we go now, it's time to go now. Got the girlie in the ride, and it's time to go down. Once I pull it out, it's a showdown. Oh, now you better be good. Don't slow a dollar, slow the round. It ain't no stopping the flow. I come through, I'm rocking the show. I'm counting the money mountains while you snorting the mountains of snow. With cheap hills, the cheap thrills. You view your fast life, your cheap worlds, and the speed kills. Give me a second while I'm pressing the gas pedal. I get my own shit, you live your life through your dad's medal. You end up as one of them sad fellas. I'm ready to go, warmed up from chinchilla. Or chinchilla, pocket fat like a gorilla. On the mic, I'm a killer. Keep it coming with punches and jabs. What's the biting is with the pump in the trunk of the rap. Oh, pull off and I laugh.
Stopping my flow, I'm ready to go. Getting the dough. Now here we go, now here we go, now. Got all the tools to make all these moves. Do, do, do. You ready now? Here we go, now here we go, now. You ready now? Here we go, now here we go, now.
So let me know if you like what I'm spitting at you. In the club, wherever I'm getting at you. Only because of the puss, I gotta achieve and push. Throw the weed in the bush, I ain't going down from the seat of the cush. These bitches on the nuts like index fingers on a shush. Play it heavy on the strip, keep it steady on the strip. Hit a black Chevy on the strip. Having fun throwing confetti up on the strip. Enough weight that'll break a levy in this ish. Electricity flowing through the veins like X-Men. Get X-Men, body put the dust in the trash can. Two Smith and Wesson's loaded. Hot as up, so caution whenever you hold it. The logic ended in the game and it's already folded. I'm wired up and fired up and just a couple seconds from exploding.
No stopping my flow. I'm
the lights, I'm bright in the room, fighting, igniting the guns. Hope you liking your tune, the banging the boom. Got enough tools in the back to damage your crew, you and whoever you bring. Breathing and love, living and giving the pain to the rhythm. Or better yet, I'll cut them like coke wrapped in ribbon. There's no stopping the crew, and we do what we do. All you can do is wish you had me and your crew. Yeah, what?
No stopping, no stopping. Stop.
We on the way to the top, there's no.
No stopping, no stopping. Stop.
Everything that we drop is like woe.
No stopping, no stopping. Stop.
Big buzz when we float, there's no.
No stopping, no stopping. No stopping.
Stopping my flow, I'm ready to go. Getting the dough. Where they do that?
You say it, we play it. Right here on Hip Hop National Radio. You say it, we play it. Taking the artist to the next level, jam it or slam it. Now, where they do that at? Right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I got a caller in queue, 754-214. 754-214. You now are on the air. Tell it where you're calling in from and what it is that you like to talk about. Did you want to chime in on topic or do you have a comment or question?
What's happening, baby? I'm out of Florida, you know what I'm saying? I've been worldwide with the thing. Florida/King of Florida. A lot of these niggas that doing the music ain't no really no street niggas, you know what I'm saying? So, me. Hello?
Okay. Could you, go ahead. Tell us what's your question, sir?
My question is, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to push this thing to the next level. You know what I'm saying? I'm promoting my record label, Mad Space Entertainment. My name, King Trigger the Big Dog.
Okay.
I got songs on Reverb Nation, SoundClick, YouTube videos, different things like that. And I had a lot of my music been stolen by some major artists.
Oh wow, we got to do other show about that one, brother.
Hey, Young Jeezy, the CD back in July of last year. I got a song called "I Need a Freak" on it. He got a song called "I Need a Super Freak" now.
Oh wow! Okay.
I'm down here in Miami. I gave Maybach Music a CD. I got a song called "Four Piece and a Biscuit." They took it from me in December. In February, they put out "Get It the Kid." He got a song called "Chicken Man." My same song.
I gotta ask you this: did you do your due diligence of doing your copyrights correctly?
Yeah, I got a copyright.
Well,
I just take it to the lawyer yet to get to sue him yet, but I am.
Okay. Now, how did you find out about Hip Hop National?
On a Facebook page, somebody sent me an invitation. I believe it was you or one of your other workers.
Okay. Definitely. Just like let you know, man, what we do here is we bridge the gap between the music industry, the music artists, and the music listeners. We ask that you come on our show. This is the way we pretty much run our program because we play gospel, hip hop, pop, and R&B. We need a radio ready track.
I have a lot of different radio ready tracks. No cussing,
okay.
No words, no nothing like that. It's very clean.
Okay, so that's a very important thing. And I gotta ask you this because I ask all artists this question: if, on a scale from 1 to 10, okay, 1 being an amateur, and 10 being a professional, what would you rate yourself?
15.
Oh, wow, man. Woo! That's awesome, man. That's a very powerful look right there. If you're a 15, man.
I do ghostwriting. I write R&B. I do ghostwriting. I write for a lot of people. I write all my hooks. Even if it's a singing hook, I have to get somebody else to sing, and I write that also. And also, I write books. I'm writing a book right now that I want to turn into a movie. So, you know what I'm saying? I put myself up there. I gave myself, that ain't me, it's God. I'm just the instrument that you're using.
I didn't get your name. What's your name?
King Trigger, the Big Dog.
King Trigger, the Big Dog. Listen, take down this number, okay? Very important number for you to take down because I want to talk to you after this call tonight. I want to see how serious you are because I'm ready to take another artist to the next level with me as we go on moving into this music industry. So I want to see what you got. See, I want to hear what you got. I want to see what we can do together and see if we can make some things happen together. I make no promises. I make no promises. I create opportunities. And right now I'm about to present you with an opportunity, sir. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to get a pen.
You get a pen. Meanwhile, this is what we're going to be doing, guys. We're getting ready to close out on this show. Just letting you know what happened right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Say it again, sir.
I also got gospel songs. I know I need to turn my life over and change my life all the way over. That was what my mom was telling me the other day. She said, maybe when you do gospel songs, they won't feel
them. Okay. All right. We need to talk about some things, though. That's all I can say. Sounds like, don't get me wrong, my man, you need a little bit of consulting. And you need to consult with some of the right people.
That's That's exactly what I need. I've been doing it all by myself. Everything, management, everything I have to handle, all on one man team. I used to have another class.
This ain't the time. We're gonna talk about it in a minute. I'm getting ready to close out this show because what we're gonna do is we're gonna have us a call after the call, you and I both, and we're gonna see what's going on with your thing, man, and see how we can work together and see if we can make some things happen for you. Because if you got songs like that and you saying they stole it, I want to see what it is that you did and compare the apples to the oranges. Okay. So definitely, man, you stay with me. Okay, guys, I want to say thank everybody for tuning in and locking in to Hip Hop National Radio. It's been a pleasure. When I get a chance to hang out with you guys, I mean, hey, it makes my night go so swell. 3 hours don't seem like no time. I'm just wishing we had more and we could buy into more time. We can definitely do that with you on deck. It's definitely important that you lock and low into Hip Hop National, and collectively we can come together as a community and make this a worldwide radio station, which it is already, to be honest with you. It is really connected. But I'm talking about, you need to hear this on AM, you need to hear it on FM, you need to hear it in your car, you need to do it, and it takes you to step in and get along with the movement and make it happen. So that's very important. Thank you for tuning in tonight. The impact of exposure, how does it help you to increase your marketability? Another topic going down in history. I thank you. I thank you tremendously. Thank you for tuning in to Hip Hop National Radio. If you have questions, make sure you call us at 877-580-8555. Again, that number is 877-580-8555. This is your boy Poetic. I'm signing out. I'll see you on Friday. And thank you again. Thank you for locking it and loading it to Hip Hop National Radio. I see his people still doing it, and I'm gonna give them the floor. What was the top tune tonight, guys, coming from the camp of On Point 70207?
The definite hotness of the night got to be On Point with that record, Here We Go Now.
Man, y'all did y'all thing. Y'all did it big, man. I really appreciate you guys coming. Lots of love from your family, man. Send it back to your boy. Let him know that he was on point. And keep on doing his thing, because we got him. Make sure he reach out to me, man. 877-580-8555. Tell your whole community about what we're doing here at Hip Hop National. We're getting ready to make a phenomenon with you guys included. So definitely.
And you know what? That's definitely our main goal as well. And we appreciate you putting us on the air and supporting us as well, and allowing us to be a part of this. You know, we're gonna make that thing happen. We're gonna get it across the Vegas Valley out here.
Oh, we're gonna do it bigger than that, man. Just keep it moving. Just come stay with us, okay?
Appreciate it,
man. Make sure, this is very important, guys. It's very important. Call me at 877-580-8555.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.